This is music from Antonio Carlos Jobim, performed by Vinicius Cantuaria. Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. You can subscribe to it today. I'm Simon Rentner. The singer and guitarist from the Amazon in Brazil has gone through many musical phases during his lifetime, from a Brazilian prog rocker in his teens and early 20s to a pop star in his 30s, writing songs for Caetano Veloso and more, and to now, perhaps a more gentler, sophisticated Vinicius Cantuaria as he explores the music of his friend, the great genius composer, Antonio Carlos Jobim. On Cantuaria's recent recording, Vinicius Canta Jobim, on Sunnyside Records, he explores some of Jobim's earlier compositions before the bossa nova craze. Songs debuted by famous Brazilian singers, but unknown to us, Maísa and Silvia Telles. They are backed by full symphony orchestras with incredible arrangements by Jobim. We'll dig deep and bring you some of this rare, beautiful music not often heard on these airwaves, plus bring you Vinicius Cantuaria's own versions of these classic songs. Sodanco Samba, music by Antonio Carlos Jobim, with lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes, and performed by our special guest today, another Brazilian Vinicius.
We talk about Tom Jobim. He's a big friend of mine. You know, we met a thousand times in Brazil, and then he called me the young Vinicius, not the old one, because normally people asking him, "Oh, Tom, what's going on with Vinicius?" And then he asked, "Oh, Vinicinhos. Vinicinhos de Cantuaria. It's not the Vinicinho." Exactly. Yeah.
Little
Vinicius. Exactly. Yeah. Incredible.
That's so funny. Yeah. We're talking about the legendary lyricist, poet of the 20th century that wrote many of the lyrics behind Tom Jobim's most famous repertoire. Vinicius de Moraes.
Exactly.
Not Vinicius, which I'm learning. Yeah, yeah. And joining us today is one of the living proponents, promoters of the bossa nova, probably doing it better than anyone else, maybe on the planet, Vinicius Cantuaria, who has a performance coming up at South Orange Performing Arts Center March 24th. That's Friday. And he has a recording, Vinicius
Canta Jobim.
That's right, Vinicius Canta Jobim on Sunnyside. Why don't we just go into the music immediately, exploring a tune that I believe Tom Jobim wrote this in the late 50s, Ligia?
Ligia, it says yes.
Ligia.
Nunca sonhei com você. Nunca fui ao cinema. Não gosto de samba. Não vou a Ipanema. Nem gosto de chuva. Nem gosto de sol. Quando lhe telefonei, desliguei, foi engano, seu nome eu não sei. Esqueci no piano as bobagens de amor que eu iria dizer.
Vinicius Cantuaria joins us on the checkout.
Ligia, I guess, has kind of a
sordid... This is a beautiful girl. And yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful. And then...
That Tom never got to play with. I understand it was a secret love affair because the woman was married to a close friend of Tom Jobim's.
Yeah, of course. It's true. Absolutely true.
And only the truth came out very late, like in the 90s or something.
Yeah, yes, yes. And then it's funny because in the song, he talked about, I never go to Ipanema. I don't like samba. I don't like nothing. And then, in other words, I don't like Ligia, but I love Ligia. No, the lyrical talk about, and the negative, ever since, I don't like the rain. I don't like the forest. I don't like the beach. I don't like the samba, you know. Yeah,
but the husband of Ligia knew better.
This is a very famous Brazilian writer. You know, this is a very famous. The guy is a very very famous, like Jobim, like in the time. I think they have like on the savoir faire, like in French, like because not happening. This is like a platonic situation, you know, and then it's like a platonic situations, and then. There's no problem at all for both, or for Ligia too.
And apparently this song was written the only time that Tom Jobim and Ligia got to hang out together. They only got to hang out together once between the two of them in private.
I'm not sure about it. Maybe more. I don't know. I don't, you know. Yeah. This is funny because on the... Jobim many times like on the before 2 o'clock to 1:30 somebody they call me many times and invite me to go at the place in Rio, the restaurant they call Florentino. It's just like in Leblon. It's just Jobim, like a Jobim office, you know. He goes there,
Leblon, which is the ritzy area on the beach next to Ipanema.
And then he called me and say, hey, Vinicinho, what are you doing now? And then I say, oh, Tom, I'm here. I'm going to have to lunch. Oh, no, you want to come? I want to talk to you. And then you want to bring Norma. Norma is my wife. He loves Norma, too, you know. Just to be there and see, talk to Norma, talk to me, you know. It's just, I'm always the same conversation, you know, about blah, 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 about he's tired. You know, he want to go to the forest. I want to go blah, blah, blah. And then this conversation, of course, has a Portuguese sardines, you know, like on the bread, because the bakery is just nearby the restaurant, and he knows the time the new bread coming. You know what I mean? And then he talked to the guy work there, time to go to there and buy the fresh bread, and the guy bring the fresh bread, the slice of the bread with the sardines and the chopinho and little vodka and caviar. Because it's not like it's Tom Jobim, you know. You want to mix sardine with bread and chopin, caviar and vodka.
What year was this?
This is for many years. Happens to start like in the 19. Because I met him, Jobim, the first time in the 86. And then I met him personally, start to be a friend, you know.
Okay, great. Yeah. And because there's something kind of spooky, for lack of a better word, the same year that you moved to New York City.
No, Tom, I moved to 1994.
No, I know. But the same year that you moved to New York City in 1994, Tom Jobim dies in New York City.
But I haven't talked to you more about this. And I take a plan in Rio, me and my wife, you know. But Jobim, and then he saw as Norma, my ex-wife. And then he talked to Norma. Oh, Vinicius here. Yes, I want to talk to him. And Norma tell me, Tom's in the airplane. But Tom's in the first, before they have a first class and business class. And, you know, I was in the business and he's in the first class. And then I talked to my wife. Okay, I talk later because of takeoff and then I need a time. And then I'm, but I, I forgot about him. And then I'm still brand. And land in New York. Jobim's in the first class. He has a time on the green car. So it's very fast and boom. And never more seen him. He just died. No, I lost the opportunity to talk once more with the guy. It's my fault. But happens, you know.
Well, it took you 15 records. We're speaking to Vinicius Canturia here on the checkout and talking about his recording in tribute to Tom Jobim. Vinicius canta Jobim on Sunnyside. And it took you 16 records or more even to make me. Before paying tribute to your old friend and master. Did it take... I mean, how old are you? You were born in 1951, so it took you how many decades before you felt like you could even address this material?
Oh, it's a lot, you know. But I have to tell you, each of my albums, I cover Jobim tunes, you know. But and, this is so difficult because when I learn Jobim tunes, I need like a maybe 5, 6, 7 years to be safe. To play, like, you know, because it's a so rich music. And then I need, I learned the tune and different keys, and then how it sounds better for me, how the kind of harmony I can, and then takes time, you know.
Now, what's really fascinating, personally, from this recording is that you actually explore music from a variety of periods of Jobim's life. Some of which occur even before Bossa Nova.
Exactly.
In 1957 with the singer
Maísa.
She sings this tune right here. We'll listen to it. Let's listen to the original version, because I really think people should hear the originals.
Yeah, this is good. This is really good.
And then we can hear yours.
Yes.
Coração que está cansado de sofrer, encontro um coração também cansado de sofrer. É tempo de se pensar que o amor possa de repente chegar. Quando existe alguém que tem saudade de outro alguém, e este outro alguém não entender, deixe este novo amor chegar, mesmo que depois seja imprescindível chorar. Que tola fui eu que em vão tentei raciocinar nas coisas do amor e ninguém pode explicar. Vem, nós dois vamos tentar. Só um novo amor pode a saudade apagar.
Quando coração que está cansado de sofrer, coração também cansado de sofrer, é tempo de se pensar que o amor pode de repente chegar,
pode chegar.
Tentei raciocinar
pode a saudade apagar.
Caminhos cruzados.
Caminos cruzados, which means what?
It's just like on the road we tend a different kind of directions. I'm go to meet you there, and then I'm go from this road, and then we go for another road, and then maybe in the before we there we cross.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. You know?
Like caminos cruzados.
Right, a fork in the road.
Yes, like in the, but more than the physical, like in the, I think about one problem, and then you think about the same problem, but in different way. In another word, I think this tune talk about and two lovers, they try and be cool, be fine, but they don't, because they think something different. You know? Caminos cruzados.
Yeah. Right, their lives aren't in sync ultimately.
Exactly.
And what's fascinating about the original version of this tune is you hear Jobim's harmonic sophistication,
yeah.
But the rhythm, João Gilberto didn't touch it yet.
Yes, because of the, you know, Jobim works a long time, and before pre-Bossa Nova, he's working in the EMI. And the record company, you know, his job is the new singers try and record an album, and then the AR say, okay, go to the room and talk to Jobim, and then the guy sing a song and Jobim have to harmonize the song. Can you imagine this? How beautiful, you know, and unbelievable.
Well, you take on another song by an extremely popular vocalist of that around that period in Brazil, who I'm a huge fan of as well, that our audience really doesn't know about, Silvia Telles.
Silvia Telles, this is wonderful.
She incredible?
She's incredible. Unfortunately, I never met her because she's the older, but I met her daughter. His daughter is an unbelievable, beautiful singer too, you know, but nobody knows.
What tune did she debut? She debuted one of these tracks that you sing here, Don't Ever Go Away.
It's the first recording because it was
exactly
there. Yeah.
So yes, Silvia Telles made the first recording of Don't Ever Go Away, which is on your recording.
Yes.
Why don't we listen to a little bit of that and then hear yours?
Você está vendo só do jeito que eu fiquei e que tudo ficou. Uma tristeza tão grande nas coisas mais simples que você tocou. A nossa casa, querido, já estava acostumada guardando você. As flores na janela sorriam, cantavam por causa de você. Olha, meu bem, nunca mais nos deixe, por favor. Somos a vida e o sonho, nós somos o amor. Levar outra vez, me abrace simplesmente. Não fale, não lembre, não chore, meu bem.
Ah, você tá vendo só do jeito que eu fiquei e que tudo ficou. Tristeza tão grande nas coisas mais simples que você tocou. A nossa casa, querida, já estava acostumada guardando você e as flores na janela sorrindo. Iam, cantavam por causa de você.
Vinicius Cantuária joins us on the checkout.
And we are celebrating the life of Antonio Carlos Jobim, basically the coal porter, but more to Brazil, because in Brazil they named an airport after him.
Yes.
And then when you fly into Rio, yeah, you start hearing Jobim,
yeah, yeah, Jobim,
which is, yes, mind-blowing in of itself.
Yes.
And he has a botanical gardens named after,
yeah, yeah,
him,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
It should be noted that Antonio Carlos Jobim was one of the original environmentalists, preservationists,
that's
of
right,
the natural world, natural, in fact. Yeah. And you, Vinicius Cantuaria, I understand your next recording project is going to be celebrating the Amazon River.
Yeah, yes, yeah, the sound of the rivers. This project's on the start because Caetano Veloso, I went to Manaus with Caetano Veloso, and then he wrote a poem about the Rio Negro.
It should be noted quickly, yeah, that's where you're born,
yeah,
in the Amazon.
Yeah, yes, I'm born there. And then we went together there to do a concert. It's fantastic. And then he goes to see the Rio Negro. And then when I back to the hotel, and he wrote a poem and present me. And then I keep this for years. And then one day I say, okay, I want to make a music for this song. And then I love it, make this. And then I think about it. I think I would develop the project on about the rivers. And then I have because I have many rivers in the Amazonas. I pick like six or seven rivers and wrote songs. Amazonas, Rio Negro. It says, this is my new project. And then my idea is, and I started in New York, and then I record something in Rio, and then I go to Amazon, inside the jungle, some microphones to record sounds and people live around and some percussions, and back to New York, put this in computer, and then develop the project. Maybe I call some friends. I'm not sure about this. Maybe I can do myself. Sometimes I think about Brian to do, help me to do. I'm a little bit, and I'm not under safe enough. But I hope I can finalize this project, like, and try releasing September, October.
Can we have a sneak preview? Is there anything you can share with us?
Yeah, I can do this.
Great. So
I can do this.
Why don't you set up? What are we about to hear then?
Okay. This is something totally crazy because a lot of percussions, you know, a lot of, and the atmospheric. This.
So you recorded this in the jungle?
No, not yet. I will finalize. But,
okay.
But the idea, the sounds come from the jungle. The sounds.
Oh, okay, the sounds.
The sounds in my mind comes from the you know, the, the percussions, the guitar, the loops, something like a move, you know what I mean? Yes.
And we'll look forward to the album.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Right there, you just heard a sneak peek of a new recording coming out by the guitarist, our guest today, Vinicius Cantuaria, songs inspired by the Amazon rivers. You can check out the guitarist this Friday, March 24th at 8 p.m. at the South Orange Performing Arts Center. Vinicius Cantuaria canta Antonio Carlos Jobim. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rentner.